Toronto. The Ministry of Long-Term Care announced that it is building a new long-term care home for Extendicare Kapuskasing, adding 68 new and 60 upgrades beds. This funding represents part of the government's goal to commit $6.4 billion towards the building of more than 30,000 net new beds by 2028 and 28,000 upgraded long-term care projects in development across the province where services for Francophone residents will be provided. Our government has a plan to fix long-term care, and a key part of that plan is building modern, safe, and comfortable homes for our seniors, said Paul Calandra, Minister of Long-Term Care. This home is an example of the action our government is taking to support the Francophone community with care that is tailored to their cultural and linguistic needs. When this new building in Kapuskasing is completed, 128 residents will have a new place to call home, near their family and friends. Extendicare Kapuskasing's new building will have 68 new and 60 upgraded long-term care beds, offering 32 designated beds for Francophone residents. The community partnerships within cultural, education and health sectors that Extendicare Kapuskasing has, helps ensure residents have access to the care they need, and will continue to offer cultural, linguistic and religious services for Francophones. Expected timeline for the project, indicates a start construction date in summer 2023 with a completion date to allow the welcoming of 128 residents in spring 2025. D-Trip, Executive Director of the Ontario Association of Resident Councils, OARC, commented, "This funding announcement is received by the OARC team with much enthusiasm. The infusion of dedicated French translation funds will enable us to share our residences' council tools and resources more broadly and promote their implementation in long-term care homes serving Francophone residents. Ontario plans to invest an additional $300,000, beginning in 2022-23, to help make long-term care services and programs more accessible to Francophone residents. This includes $250,000 to the Regional Translation Network Program, a program under the French Language Services Office, and $25,000 to both the Ontario Association of Resident Councils, OARC, and Family Councils Ontario, FCO. The funding will support the development of educational sessions and materials in French for programs and services. Extendicare Kapuskasing Long-Term Care Home, according to the government, is a designated agency under the French Language Services Act. This means the home has met the designation requirements and demonstrated capacity to provide part of its services or programs in French to residents."